And I've made it to my 40th episode. I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but for me, it is a huge milestone. Now let's move on to this episode. The biggest question is it worth creating a drawing for a pet influencer for free in exchange for exposure, hoping to receive many commissions as a result of this collaboration? That's what we'll dive into in this episode. I'm Dragos Pepina, and I'm all about bringing our furry friends to life through my pet portraits. Join me on this podcast, where I'll be dishing out all my tips, tricks, and tales about the wonderful world of pet portraiture. Follow me on Instagram at @dragospepina_art for a sneak peek into my creative journey and to keep up with my latest work. Ready to dive in? Let's do this. Trust me, I know this topic divides the artist world into two camps, and it is a big taboo because many artists say that you shouldn't create art for free. However, I will share my experience with you because I have done this and surprisingly have been very satisfied. I'm not saying you should do this to be a successful pet portrait artist, but maybe you're going to learn something from my experience. So my story starts like this. I've collaborated several times with pet influencers who have almost 1 million followers on Instagram. I simply found them by searching for dog or cat breeds on the Explore page on Instagram and focusing only on the accounts that have the blue checkmark indicating they are verified, which usually means they have a lot of followers. Firstly, I followed them and then sent them a friendly message with my collaboration proposal, which is basically this. They would post the progress of the drawing on their story and, in the end, when the drawing arrives to their home, they would make a reel with the pet sitting next to my drawing. We'll do also a collaboration post, which means the post would appear on my feed as well as theirs, making it easier for the followers to follow me. Many will accept because they want a drawing of their beloved pet, and which is free, making it even better for them, but there have been cases where I have been refused, which isn't a big deal because it was their last, not mine. Apart from the fact that these collaborations bring me a lot of exposure, I also learn many new things from these drawings, and I can also post them on my Facebook groups and my other social media platforms, which results in even more promotion. What I must mention is that I also analyze very well the profiles beforehand to see what engagement those accounts have, how many likes, and if people comment. This is a very important indicator because nowadays many people buy fake accounts just to have a large amount of followers that aren't real. So if you see an account with lots of likes and a ton of followers, but almost no comments on their posts, something is definitely fishy, and it's possible that everything is fake. If you collaborate with such an account, you won't get anything in return because your drawing will be promoted to only fake accounts that don't have real people behind them. Now let's move on to a happier story. My first collaboration was with a very popular Dachshund account with almost 500,000 followers who were very active. And how do I know that? Well, I checked very well before. This was also one of my first pastel drawings after transitioning from colored pencils to pastels. I wanted to make sure there was enough space for all the details, so I chose to go with a 12 by 16 inches paper size. I made the drawing, I sent it, and finally, the day came when the pet influencer owner posted the reel, which was very exciting for me because it was a completely new experience and I couldn't wait to see what is going to happen next. I must emphasize that whenever I do those collaborations, I pay for the shipping, which is quite expensive because I send all my drawings with tracking numbers and insurance to ensure that all my work is not in vain in case something goes wrong. As I said, they posted the reel, we did the collaboration post, and I'm not exaggerating, in the first few hours, 500 of their followers followed me and my DM was filled with messages. I couldn't believe it was happening And then I thought that despite the negativity surrounding these collaborations, I'm happy that I gave this experience a chance and it had many benefits for me. In the end, I ended up with around 5 new commissions on larger sheets, and afterwards I continued to receive commissions for that drawing from my other social media platforms, so it was like a snowball effect. Even today, almost a year and a half later, I still get followers from that post, which indicates that sometimes the benefits are over a longer period, which is of course a great thing. Since then, I've done more collaborations like this and they've generally been successful. Of course, sometimes I didn't get anything because you never know what will happen beforehand, but in my opinion, the risk was worth it. And I know at least that my art lives in somebody's home forever and they will always appreciate it. I usually do these collaborations when I really don't have any commissions left, and I prefer to do this than to randomly draw a picture of a dog or a cat from Pinterest or Pixabay, which won't bring me anything in return except some practice. But why do that when I can draw the same thing and receive more benefits like a new friend, exposure, and also practice? I say it's really worth it. Now I want to share with you a case of these collaborations where I was pleasantly surprised. Similarly, we established everything about the collaboration beforehand, and when I sent the picture with the final drawing to that person behind the pet influencer account, they loved it so much that they wanted to pay for the full amount of that drawing and also help me with exposure. How cool is that? For me at first, it felt like I went to them and I said, "Do you want a free drawing?" But see, in the end, you'll have to pay for it anyway, even if it's free. Of course, I refused at first, but that person saw how much work and passion I put into my drawings and really wanted to reward that. The main idea is that you don't know until you try, which is why I did this and I still do it sometimes. It's really exciting to see what results you'll have afterwards, who you'll connect with, how many new commissions it will bring you, and the most important, how it will improve your pet portrait business. I want to mention again that this was my own experience, and with this, I'm not saying that it's a good or a bad thing, or that you have to do this to be successful, so haters, don't jump on me with negativity and other remarks, because this was my choice and everyone is free to do what they want with their time and their art. I really hope you picked something valuable from today's episode. As always, you can find me on Instagram as @dragospepina_art. Feel free to follow me there to catch up with my latest pet portraits. I post them as often as I can, but mostly one time a week. And don't hesitate to shoot me a DM anytime if you want to chat. I'd love to hear from you. Just remember, if I can be a successful pet portrait artist, so can you. Thanks for hanging out with me today, and I can't wait to have you join me in my next episodes as well.